Well, hey, good morning. Welcome back to another episode of Sunday Primer, a podcast that we hope helps aim our attention, our affection, our minds, our hearts upon the Lord, even before we gather as the people of God. This comes out every Sunday morning, and our hope and our aim is that you would maybe listen to this as you're getting ready for church. Maybe you're driving on your way to church, listening to it with the family, all with the hope and aim of, in the busyness of life, focusing upon the Lord before we gather. And so this morning we're going to look at 2 Samuel chapter 8. This is a text that we've been reading in. If you're following with us in our Bible reading plan at First Family Church, we're in 2 Samuel chapter 8. I just want to read verse 13 and 14 for us this morning. It says this: "And David made a name for himself when he returned from striking down 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. Then he put garrisons in Edom. Throughout all Edom he put garrisons, and all the Edomites became David's servants. And the Lord gave victory to David wherever he went." And we see in this whole chapter here of 2 Samuel 8, David is at the height of his power. And after years of struggling or fleeing from Saul, he is uniting a very divided kingdom. And David is established as king over Israel, finally. And this chapter goes through a series of military triumphs for David and the people of Israel over surrounding nations. And they weren't just victories for territorial gain, necessarily, but they were actually symbolic of God's promises being fulfilled. And these military victories were great. And I'm sure that King David and his armies were, yes, strong and incredibly powerful. But this verse, verse 14, doesn't actually celebrate the strength of the army or the military genius or tactics of David's military, but rather it focuses in on the source of the success. At the very end of that verse, it says, "The Lord gave victory to David wherever he went." David's victories weren't just about strength or might, but they were about God's power at work in his life and through the armies that he was commanding. There were actually moments of divine orchestration. And so even though for us today we might not be fighting battles quite like David did, each of us do continue to fight daily spiritual battles. They might not be physical battles of conquering territory, but like David, they may look like ongoing struggles with sin, maybe persistent temptations, maybe emotional burdens, or even spiritual fatigue. And I can imagine that when David was winning battle after battle, I can imagine that there might be, have been a small sense of pride that could have been creeping in, thoughts of, "Look how much I accomplished." However, true and lasting victory comes when we lean into God's presence and power, not when we lean on our own strength or our own understanding or our own willpower. And so this morning, even as we are making our way to church and maybe fighting the daily struggles that we are met with, can we lean into the power of the Holy Spirit this morning, asking the Lord to give you strength and victory over some of those battles that you might be facing today and the week ahead? So this morning, I just want to pray for us. I want to pray for spiritual protection over us. And as we gather, that we would lean in to this time of corporate worship, relying upon the Holy Spirit. Pray with me this morning. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Holy Spirit and the promises found in your word. God, we pray that as we gather as the people of God this morning, Lord, would we be reminded once again of your character, reminded once again of your promises. Lord, would you be near us this morning? Would you fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit as the people of God gather? And Lord, even as we leave church this morning, as we head into a new week and probably face the many sin struggles or temptations or ongoing battles in our life this week and maybe even today, Lord, would you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, allow us to look to you and to lean in to you and your word, Lord. So be with us this morning, be with us this week, and God, we love you. I pray this in the powerful, holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.